This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. This year's theme is Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat 2047. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach on Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat 2047. The meeting will be attended by Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, Members and the CEO of Niti Aayog.
The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build consensus on the state's role in making India a developed nation. Measures for promoting entrepreneurship, enhancing skilling, and creating sustainable employment opportunities across the country will also be deliberated in the meeting. The idea of Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat is to drive the states to craft bold, long-term, and inclusive vision documents aligned with national priorities. These visions must include time-bound targets. With Bhupinder Singh, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Board of Directors of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, have approved a record transfer of over 2.68 lakh crore rupees as surplus to central government for the financial year 2024-25. The decision was taken during a board meeting chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra in Mumbai. The board also reviewed the domestic and global economic landscape and approved the RBI's annual report and financial statements for the year. This marks the highest ever dividend transfer by the RBI aimed at bolstering government finances amid ongoing economic challenges. India has extended NOTAM for Pakistan flights till 23rd of the next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircrafts. Talking to media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said, the NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the four multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed delegations led by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Vijayant Panda. After the briefing yesterday, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said, India is going to communicate to all external interlocutors the horrendous terrorism to which India has been subjected to since 1989 from across the border. He said, delegation will explain what exactly is happening with India and how to deal with these terrorist attacks in the future. BJP leader Vijayant Panda termed the briefing very fruitful. He said the unity which was seen across the spectrum in India is very vital and there is an understanding and commitment to take the country's message to the world. NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule said, India is against terrorism and has zero tolerance towards it. She said India will continue its fight against terrorism. The Met Department has predicted widespread rain in Kerala for the coming 6 days. Red alert has been issued in Kannur and Kasargod districts today. More from our correspondent.
As rain continues in Kerala, orange alert has been issued in 9 districts today as very heavy rain is expected to continue. Red alert has been issued in 5 northern districts tomorrow. In the wake of heavy rain, water sports have been banned in Idukki. Trucking in areas prone to landslides have also been banned. Quarry operations, excavations and mining has also been banned in Kozhikode district. Tourists are prohibited from visiting riverbanks, beaches and waterfalls in the district. Hilly regions and coastal areas are on high alert. Fishermen are warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala, Karnataka and Lakshadweep coast. Mayush Shah for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has clinched silver medal at 2025 Janusz Kosuczynski Memorial Meet in Chorzów, Poland. The two-time Olympic medalist recorded a throw of 84.14 meters in challenging conditions on his sixth and final attempt. This marked his 22nd consecutive top two finish since 2021. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 232 runs for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were all out for 189 runs in 19.5 overs. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.